welcome to the program. Today we continue in Matthew 24. The disciples had asked the question what it would be like when Jesus came back. And in verse 37 here he said, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." We're going to look at that if you can. Have your Bible ready. I'm reading Matthew chapter 24, verse 37, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." In this age in which we're living, this world is getting more unfriendly for Christians than ever before. And the thing we need to do as we come to the end of the age is just keep trusting the Lord.
I just keep trusting my Lord as I walk along. I just keep trusting my Lord and He gives a song. The storm clouds darken the sky, or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord. He will never fail. He's a faithful friend, such a faithful friend. I can count on Him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord. He will never fail. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away, so just keep trusting your Lord as you walk along. Just keep on trusting your Lord and He'll give a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, keep right on trusting your Lord. He will never fail. He's a faithful friend, such a faithful friend. You can count on Him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, just keep on trusting your Lord. He will never fail.
I'm going to read Matthew 24, verse 37, 38, and 39 again. It says, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." Now, the Bible puts it this way in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 5. Noah, The eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Now, what's it mean to be ungodly? To be godly is one thing. To be ungodly, well, the U-N, un, is a prefix denoting the absence of something. And so they're going through the motions here. They're eating, they're drinking, they're marrying, they're giving in marriage. They're just going through their everyday life, but they are simply leaving God out. I got saved. I was only 12 years old. And I remember not long after I was saved, I saw an American coin. And on that coin, it said, "In God we trust." And it caught my attention. Anything that had to do with God caught my attention after receiving Christ as my Savior. In God we trust. Well, they don't trust in Him anymore. They've kicked Him out of their schools. Recently, the Democratic lawmakers in Massachusetts want to take God out of the oath of office for every elected official in Bay State. The Supreme Court recently sided with a lower court that ordered a New Mexico city to remove the Ten Commandments monuments from the lawn outside the city hall. Prayer has been banned in their schools. On August the 2nd, 2019, in Mississippi, several religious signs have been removed from the George County school property. July 29th, 2019, in Illinois, Freeburg Community High School District 77 teacher was forced to remove a small plaque from her desk that quoted Isaiah 55:6 that says, "Seek ye the Lord." July 19, 2019, in Indiana, South Vermilion High School has discontinued scheduling the prayer at their graduation ceremonies. In fact, you can go on what they call Freedom from Religion Foundation, where they'll list hundreds of similar situations in the past 2 years where they say they want freedom from religion. But if you look at all of these that are listed here where they're getting God out, it's freedom from Christianity. And this September marks 25 years since the Lord's Prayer has been removed in Ontario schools here, public schools in Ontario. 25 years ago, they kicked God out. The Bible says when the last days, they'll be ungodly, just getting God out of everything. And while they're doing that, they'll be very religious. We said recently that there's some have estimated there's over 4,000 religions in the world. We're getting very religious while we get God out of everything. In Genesis 4:26, it says, "Men called upon the name of the Lord." And in Luke 17:21, it says, "And the flood came and destroyed them all." So we have a lot of false prophets. Jesus said we would. Matthew 24:11, "Many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many." Very religious. But while all that's going on, God's people are getting very self-centered and worshiping self. Way back in Zechariah 7, verse number 5 and 6, God was commanded Zechariah to speak unto all the people of the land and unto the priests, saying, "When you fasted and mourned in the fifth and the seventh month, even those 70 years, did you at all fast unto me, even to me? And when you did eat and when you did drink, did you eat for yourselves and drink for yourselves?" What was happening here way back in Zechariah's day was Phariseeism was well underway. Matthew chapter 15, verse 9, "Concerning them, Jesus said, 'In vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men.'" Back in Zechariah 7 and verse number 6, he said, "And when you did eat and when you did drink, did not you eat for yourselves and drink for yourselves?" Well, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man comes. They were eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. They were simply ungodly. Again, the verse in 2 Peter 2:5, "Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly," leaving God out. They're very religious, but they're leaving God out, and they were rejecting the truth. In Noah's day, they just left God out of everything, and so they want to do the same today. Years ago, the founder of the Salvation Army, William Booth, said, "The chief dangers that confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, and heaven without hell. And so, like the days of Noah, we have religious people who don't want anything really to do with what the Word of God has to say, but not only are they just leaving God out, they rejected the truth. In Matthew 24, verse 39, it says, "They knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." They knew not. In Romans chapter 7 and verse number 15, that phrase is translated, "They allow not." They allow not. They don't want the truth. It's not that they didn't have the truth. They had Noah preaching for all those years, and before him, the Bible talks about Enoch, a preacher of righteousness. He's preaching too. They simply rejected the truth, as most people do today. Now, not only was there a situation where they were religious and rejecting the truth, but God had a remnant. In 1 Peter 3:20, it talks about them being disobedient when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a-preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls were saved by water. God has always had a remnant. He had eight people in all the world back here in the days of Noah. In Isaiah 1 and 9, it says, "Except the Lord of hosts had left us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah." At the birth of Christ, there was a few wise men that knew what was going on, some shepherds in the field. There was two genuine believers in the temple while all the rest of them were going through the motions. And during the ministry of Christ, he had 11 men that knew what was happening. Romans 11, verse 5 says, "Even so then, at this present time, there is a remnant." So we see this apostasy, the religious, but they're leaving God out, the rejecting the truth, and then they even ridicule the truth. It says in 2 Peter 3, verse 3 and 4, there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts and saying, "Where is the promise of his coming?" Jude put it this way in verse 18 of his book. He said, "There should be mockers in the last time who walk after their own ungodly lusts." Well, it also says it'll be like the days of Lot. It says in verse 28, "Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." Now, you have to be blind not to realize that we're living in the days of Lot again. God gives two illustrations, and they both have to do with judgment. One has to do with the flood, where the Bible says God destroyed them all. One has to do with the fire, and God says God destroyed them all. Luke 17, 26, 28, and 30, it says, "And as it was in the days of Noah, likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." Well, whether it's the days of Noah, whether it's the days of Lot, or whether it's today, we have no choice but to choose. What will you do with Jesus? Neutral you cannot be. One day your heart will be asking, "What will he do with me?"
The Bible stands like a rock, undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of men. Its truth by none ever refuted, and destroy it they never can. The Bible stands though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands, and it will forever when the world has passed away. By inspiration it has been given, all its precepts I will obey. The Bible stands every test we give it, for its author is divine. By grace alone I expect to live it and to prove it and make it mine. The Bible stands though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Yes, the Bible.